We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to the first verse of Ephesians chapter 5, which reads, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Or we could actually put it in the original word order in the Greek language, as dear children, or as His dear children, be ye therefore followers of God. You know, it's the wonderful privilege of the Christian to follow after God, to follow after His Word, to spend time daily in the Scriptures, to be able to know what our Father has to say. But you know, the pressure, if you want to put it that way, or the commandment is, as His dear children, follow Him. You know, it's an amazing thing to watch little children. With school and with camp program, we're around children all the time, especially at the beginning of school. Those children don't want to leave their parents, especially when they're coming into kindergarten. They stick right beside their mother. And this is your teacher, honey. And she really likes you, and she wants you to be in her class, and she's hanging on to Mom. I don't want to go because they want to be with Mom. And there's that weaning off process where they actually enjoy coming to see their teacher and going to school and so forth. But it's an amazing thing that as they get older, children don't want to necessarily be around their parents, okay? And that's a natural process, but not for the Christian. Isn't that interesting? It's a natural thing for children to grow up and leave their parents and to go out and start their homes. But for the child of God, what are we supposed to do? We don't grow up and leave our Father. What do? We're to follow after Him. We are to be with Him. And so there's a difference between the physical life and growing up and the spiritual life, because we grow closer to our Father. We want to follow Him. Wherever He leads is fine with us. Is that a problem? For some people it is. I'm not letting my children go to any mission field. Don't ask my children to do something like that. I want them right here with me. Well, that's not what they should be doing. They should be following the Father. And you should desire the same thing. You should follow the Father. And whatever the Father says is wonderful. It's fine. Because the Father would never do anything that would be to my detriment. And so the Apostle Paul, as he speaks to the Ephesians here, he encourages them, as his dear children, follow him. Is that the desire of your heart this morning? As we've gathered together, we're about to sing hymns to the praise of Jesus Christ. We're going to open the Word of God. Do you have a heart that says, I want to follow God no matter what? The difference will be what you get out of the Word of God today. Because if you don't have that kind of heart, you just won't care. If I hear something that I like, I'll take it. If I don't hear anything that I don't like, I'm just going to leave it right where it came from. Listen. Let's have an openness to hear what God has to say, because we're supposed to be following Him. Unlike the world, it follows anything and everything, and this pops up, and everybody rushes over here, this fad pops up, we all rush after that for a while, and then we get burned out on that, and where's the next fad going to come that we can follow after? That is not the life of the Christian. Our privilege is to follow our Heavenly Father and do whatever He says to do. May that be our spirit and attitude today.